You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com. And if you want to, if you have not already done so, please do subscribe to the show. If you want a Google Plus invite, shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. Or if you have story submissions or something you want to point out to me, that's also the email address to use. And with that, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. Starting off at GMA News Online, hackers attacked the Linux Foundation site anew. The Linux Foundation website has been going through some rough times here the last week or so. Hackers broke anew into the online home of the Linux operating system last week, prompting administrators of the Linux Foundation to temporarily take their websites offline. The Linux Foundation said its infrastructure, including Linux.com and LinuxFoundation.org, were taken down for maintenance following the security breach discovered September 8th. So all of the subdomains are down for maintenance. This was all discovered September 8th. The Linux Foundation has made this decision in the interest of extreme caution and security best practices. They believe the breach was connected to the intrusion over at kernel.org. So it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds over the next week or so. From Ars Technica, in their open-ended section, Intel denies giving up on MeeGo, but that doesn't mean much. We've been covering MeeGo's developments over the past couple of years, and it's not been going well. The Linux-based MeeGo mobile operating system faces an uncertain future amid rumors that Intel plans to back away from the platform. Why not? Nokia already has. The troubled open-source software project has failed to gain broad industry support and appears to be slowing down in the face of weak demand and declining engagement from its backers. Yes, that's because Android is the Linux-based mobile operating system of choice, it seems. So Intel is still saying they're fully committed to MeeGo and intends to continue developing the platform, but it does not appear to be that there are any platforms out there willing to have it outside of what Nokia promised and didn't do. Be interesting to see what happens with it. I'm curious, ultimately, what happens. This next story I found to be very interesting because I'm primarily a Java developer. It's over at InfoWorld in their Java World section in the Well-Grounded Java Developer blog. The title of the article is "The OpenJDK is the Default Java on Linux." He says, hi all. Recently, I've received a bunch of private correspondence from people confused slash worried over the change in the default Java packaging for Linux. For many Linux distributions, the official Sun slash Oracle version of Java has been packaged up as the default Java for the platform. However, due to a recent licensing change, this will no longer be the case. So is this a positive or a negative thing for the Java and open source ecosystem? Read on for my take on it. So basically, because of a change in how Java is being licensed, the OpenJDK is now the default Java on Linux, which, you know, as long as it's the standard JDK and it works exactly the same, I don't see a problem with that. Performance-wise, I'm hoping it would be better, but if you want the Oracle version, you can still get it. But I find it interesting that they made that change. I just thought I'd bring it to everybody's attention here. From CBRonline.com, in their security section, researchers develop a botnet drone that targets Wi-Fi networks. This is kind of interesting. Skynet measures 13 by 18 inches and is fitted with Wi-Fi, 3G, mobile data link, and the Linux operating system. Researchers at the Stevens Institute of Technology have developed Skynet, and I'm using air quotes here, a stealth network that connects host to a botmaster through a mobile drone. It's measuring 13 by 18 inches. It's got Wi-Fi, 3G, a Linux operating system, and is programmed to score an urban area and compromise wireless networks mostly used at homes. This is kind of scary. Personal networks are the most unsecured networks on the internet. They often contain no security controls, unpatched machines, no logging or auditing, bad password management, and typically run wireless radio with poor security. So this thing is designed to go around and basically attack wireless networks. Wow. I guess you got to have that to force people to actually make positive changes. From Black Magic Design, they have announced DaVinci Resolve for Linux price reduction. This is pretty neat. The DaVinci Resolve Linux will now be included free with the DaVinci Resolve control surface, allowing customers to choose between installing on OS X or Linux when installing. DaVinci Resolve on Linux will be demonstrated on the Blackmagic Design IBC 2011 booth at number 7. So previously, it was an additional nearly $20,000 on top of the cost of a DaVinci Resolve. And this cost will now be eliminated. So you're basically, getting a nearly $20,000 price reduction, which if you ask me is awesome. Just so that you can run it on Linux, that's awesome. From the Linux and open source blog over at ZDNet, mainframe Ubuntu Linux. Whoa. When you think of Ubuntu Linux, you probably think of the community Linux distribution and the Linux desktop, which is great. But as the blog article here points out, Canonical, which is Ubuntu's parent company, also wants you to think of Ubuntu as a server and cloud operating system platform. And to that end, Canonical has been working with IBM to get Ubuntu certified on IBM's high-end System P power hardware line and System Z mainframes. Wow. This is awesome. Now, officially, Canonical has to say that their company policy is they don't comment on any rumors. However, IBM says that they prefer to be software agnostic. And so anyone who wants to get their stuff to run on their hardware, they'll basically work with them to get it working, which is pretty awesome. IBM is pretty cool that way because IBM really, again, isn't, I mean, they'd like to push their operating system, but if a customer wants to run IBM hardware, which by the way, in this price, in this performance range, is pretty expensive, IBM will pretty much let them do whatever they want. So this is pretty neat. I found this to be interesting. I'd love to have a mainframe with Ubuntu Linux running on it. That would be awesome. From the Register, Red Hat's Aeolus. I have no idea how you pronounce that, to out Linux Rackspace's cloud. Now, Red Hat is leading a Fedora-like effort to succeed where OpenStack has struggled in building an open-source cloud founded on broad community input. Red Hat's engineers are building Aeolus, a software suite to spin up, manage, and deploy applications from physical and virtual servers to any public or private cloud. Red Hat claims that this will let you pluck apps from various virtual machines and throw them into different clouds, so your choice of cloud is not predetermined by the hypervisor you use. It works with vSphere. It runs on KVM. And it's providing aspiring cloud partners Hewlett Packard and IBM with working stuff. So pretty neat. If you're an Amazon EC2 user, we'll see how well that works. Rackspace and other yet-to-be-determined clouds are also, we'll see how well that works. Pretty neat stuff. That will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Just visit us online, linux.quickshrift.com. Shoot me an email, linux@quickshrift.com. Feel free to follow me online. I've got a variety of ways to follow me linked up in my show notes. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.